All righty, let's get to it. We had a chance to speak with you during the off season. So once school ends and spring practice is over, you're now one of the vets here. I mean, do you have the time to kind of like, you know what? I love it. It's my passion, but just get away from football, not even think about it.
Occasionally, like there would be like weekends, I'd go out kayaking.
And that's your downtime?
Now we're playing like video games probably.
And in essence though, do you really, considering that you're in this conference, crazy, I mean, could you really physically take time off, or do you at least consistently have to be working out to stay ready physically?
Yeah, you have to just maintain your physical shape. Just I'd never take more than like 3 days off without working out. Just really focus on trying to get better.
With this offense, I've talked to a lot of you guys as offensive linemen, and you actually got thrown into the fire right off. Is there a moment where you're like, you're getting recruited and you're excited, you know about the talent, the success here, and then you're out of practice working at that pace and it's like, I knew it was going to be fast, I didn't know it was going to be this fast?
It wasn't too bad for me to transition into like the Oregon offense, just because that's how my high school was. We ran the Cal's offense, which is pretty similar.
Oh.
So, but it was definitely like a much faster pace.
At your position, I know obviously when there's injuries, when there's changes, and a guy like Marcus leaves, and then you have a new quarterback come in, there's going to be another quarterback this year. Does it really matter to you up front who's playing quarterback, or once you know they're in there, you're going to run your style?
No, it doesn't really matter who's behind us. We're just going to do our job like regardless. So that's about it, really.
As far as on the offensive side of the ball, when you practice against the defense, I mean, your entire time here, it's been a 3-4. Now they're switching schematically. You went through the spring. Mm-hmm. What kind of a difference do you notice practicing against that?
I don't know really how to, like, describe it, but the defense looks really good right now, and I'm just really excited for them.
As far as what you've seen, obviously, what is it, 15 practices during spring and today, be it Travis or Dakota, who seem to be the guys who are probably going to be one of those, a quarterback, what are some of their qualities or attributes you look at and you're like, hey, if they run the show, we'll be okay?
For both of them, they're really good leaders. They're pretty vocal, especially Dakota. Both of them you can count on. They're both trustworthy guys.
How about having number 21 in the backfield again after the kind of season and what's expected of him? I mean, there's always difficulties and kind of challenges you have to face, but to have a guy like that kind of in the fold for consistency, how huge is that?
It's really big. Royce just runs hard every play. Even if Royce isn't in, we have Kenai, Taj, and Tony, who all just love to work.
One final thought. You know, whether you're in the media, whether you're a fan, whether you're watching on TV at the game, we watch the line, we watch the ball mainly. What's the level of communication? How important is it for all of you guys who are in the regular rotation?
Communication is everything. Like, without communication, we'd fall apart. That's... It's a huge part of the game.
All right. Hey, Ty, it's good to catch up with you.
Thank you.
Have a healthy season. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.